The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. We ask, it's the name of the show. Very simply, we want to know what's on your mind. And a great community conversation happens all across the Northern Plains every single weekday right here on your radio from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, KTGO in Tioga, and KLTC in Dickinson. Simple as a phone call, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're doing our What's in Your Town tour today. We're in Oaks, North Dakota, and we're having a conversation about small-town living. Is it fair to say the quality of life is better in a small town? And, of course, anybody listening that is from New York City or Los Angeles or Chicago or some big metropolitan city, even Minneapolis, would say, small-town living, what do you mean? That's Fargo, small-town living. In our case, I'm talking where I am today, Oaks, North Dakota.
It's all relative. If you talk to somebody from New York or L.A., they may say Minneapolis is a small town. But
exactly. But there are, you know, Oaks does not have everything Fargo or Bismarck or Mandan or, you know, Minot does. But what I'm really kind of curious about is what people value most when they decide where they're going to live. We're blessed in this state in that there are great job opportunities everywhere. I mean, you heard from a couple employers last hour that need skilled folks right now. And their biggest thing is trying to just get people to understand, hey, the quality of life here is such that you ought to consider living here. And, you know, yeah, it's a town of 2,000 people, but have everything you need and the quality time. One thing that struck me was a conversation with an Oaks native that moved back here, lived in Minneapolis for a short time, lived in Fargo, and came back here, and has five young kids. And he just said, you know the amount of windshield time, even in Fargo, that you spend going to work and, you know, to bring kids to activities and everything else? I have all that back now living here. You know, so we don't think necessarily the commutes in a Fargo or a Bismarck being, you know, anything compared to the larger metropolitan cities, but there's certainly a heck of a lot less in Oaks than they are in either Bismarck or Minot or Fargo as well. What do you do with that time? You know, I think it really comes down to what is most important. And I always think of it this way. I always think of when you're at the end of the race and you look back, you know, really the important things of family and you know, friends and you know, quality time with people you care about going to rank a lot higher than you know, how many choices you had to buy stuff, or, you know, where you went out to dinner. I think you know, how you measure that. John, relaxing on the shores of Devil's Lake, has a small town story to share with us here at 800-228-0550. Hello, John, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I hope you enjoy this quick story, true story. When my brother-in-law graduated from college, his first job was in a bank in a small town in southeast North Dakota. One day, an elderly guy came in and he told my brother-in-law he wanted to take some money out of savings. Yeah, he's going to help him. And my brother-in-law asked him, boy, are you going to take a trip? The elderly guy said, you bet, I'm going to the Twin Cities. And my brother-in-law said to him, wow, yeah, Minneapolis, St. Paul, that's a good trip. No, no, he said, I'm going to Wahpeton and Breckenridge.
That was the big city, huh?
Yeah. True story. That always tickled me.
Well, that kind of goes to Todd's point that it's all a little relative. You know, for the purposes of this discussion, I'm thinking more folks who would think, hey, I can't live in a smaller town than Bismarck or Minot or Grand Forks or Fargo. You know, what does it take, you know, why? In other words, why is that? That's my bare minimum. I got to have that. What are you giving up if you come to an Oaks, North Dakota, or you're up in Devil's Lake today? What do you think somebody in Devil's Lake has that they don't have in Bismarck? If you're doing the pluses and the minuses, you know, what's on each side of the ledger?
Right. Small towns, are great. Yeah, I live, we're out at the lake here. I'm from Grand Forks, but we live off the lake here at the campground, and I'm surrounded by small town North Dakota, especially people from Hope, and, oh, you can't find better people from a small town, and they're so tight and hooked together and friendly. Can't beat it.
So better neighbors you'd put on that plus list.
Oh, big time. Yep. So anyway, thank you.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Call that came in during the break to roll two on the immigration issue that continues to be one of the big pain points nationally that we're following in the news. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Hang on. There we go.
Morning, Scott. Listen, there was a study on TV about a week ago on Fox News that said that in the last 10 years, 5 million illegals have been introduced into the workforce compared to 1.2 million legal Americans. And the reason that is complacency. The illegals are willing to go to an area and shake down a job where other people call and ask and apply online. And I've been in North Dakota for 4 years, and people bring somebody in from the door rather than take an application. I know lots of kids over in Montana and other areas that would love to have these jobs, but because there's a body there to fill it in North Dakota, they'd rather hire an illegal than shop around for a legal American. Thanks, Scott.
How big of a problem do you think that is that caller's described here? I mean, I don't doubt there's a fair amount of it in the major metropolitan areas. And by the way, I'd put that on my plus list. For small town living, where we're fighting with a lot less of those battles than anywhere else. But do you think what that caller described is happening here to any great extent? Curious what you think. We talked earlier about the story that is happening here, because there's actual folks quoted in the story, but Forum News Service out of Grand Forks, highest percentage of young adults in 40 years living with their parents. And quotes a couple of them. College student from Grand Forks, living with her parents, 21 years old, working as a barista at a coffee shop to chip away at her student loan debt, which is about $10,000, and continues her studies at Northland Community and Technical College in East Grand Forks. And I've saved so much money living at home. I have no rent, thankfully. And living with her parents has made it possible for her to focus on school without the stress of money. But the situation is not stress-free, she says. Taking 5 classes and living with 4 other people at the same time has its serious disadvantages. It gets noisy, which makes it difficult to study, write a paper, take a test. She credits her parents as being incredible people for allowing her and her 2 brothers, 24 and 19, to live at home while we sort out life and decide what we're going to do. It's great sometimes, but oftentimes it leaves an ache in your stomach that you haven't moved on like other people around you. And according to this Pew Research Center report, last year, 36% of young adults ages 18 to 31 live in their parents' home. Highest share in at least 4 decades. Higher than the 32% who lived at home in 2007 ahead of the Great Recession. Higher than 34% who lived at home in 2009 when it officially ended. Higher, too, than the 32% who lived at home in 1968, the earliest comparable data available. What's that say? About our economy, about, is that a parenting issue? Is that a issue of work ethic or character of youngsters not saying, I'm just going to do this? Is that a good sign or a bad sign? What do you, it's a large number. And again, I would venture to say some of it's related to the economy nationally, which isn't as big of a problem here as it anywhere near is here, although nearly half of these folks are unemployed. But if they're unemployed in North Dakota, they're unemployed because they want to be unemployed. When we hear statistics about 3 times the amount of job opportunities as the amount of people in the pool, and that's here, that's right now. So really, there's no reason for that. I also would say, you know, maybe it's time for someone in that category to think about a job in a smaller town and putting up, you know, a flag of saying, you know, okay, this is going to be my home. This is where I'm going to build back. Find some affordable housing, find a good job, and build back. Or is small town living anecdotal to 20-somethings? And if so, why? Why is that? We have more questions than we have answers today, but that's why we have you. 800-228-0550. We are doing the What's in Your Town tour, brought to you today in part by our friends at Cloverdale Meats. Cloverdale is a new line of grill sausages packed with big flavor. Try their six Cloverdale flavor varieties today and find them on Facebook for some big flavor country recipes. Also brought to you by Arvid Communications, where you receive customized solutions for your business at home security, business phone systems, networking, and more. I want to thank all of our sponsors here, including the folks at the Oaks Ready Mix, Highway 1 Fuel and Services, Terrace Thrifty White, Heritage Insurance Services, General Irrigation, Onwinder Realty and Auction. Going to talk with the Colonel in a moment. Am Pride and Farmland Co-op. Steve Ketterling and the crew have been great hosts for us here today. Dahlstrom Funeral Home, Economy Oil, Oaks Enhancement Incorporated, Ottertail Power Company, Columbia Grain, Edward Jones Investments, Back to Health Chiropractic, James Valley Grain, Angry Beaver Lodge, and the Harvest Inn. Thanks to all of them.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, provides current, accurate, detailed weather data for North Dakota. It consists of more than 70 automated weather stations across North Dakota and border regions of surrounding states. Weather data is retrieved daily from each station, checked for validity, and made available early each morning on the NDON website, ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu. This website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models to help soybean farmers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council encourages all soybean farmers to check out the NDON website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Your call that you're playing right now, the Fox report, about 5 million illegal aliens coming into this country in the last 5 years. Okay, so then, how many years have they been using the 11 million illegal alien number? You know, how stupid do they think we are that we'll still buy the 11 million figure? They're lying. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for the call. What's on your mind? We ask because we want to know, and appreciate you sharing that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I think that's a long way of saying do the math, right? What are the numbers? I always thought that, too, about the amount of people without health insurance, because we heard that argument as why we need to throw the baby out with the bathwater, despite the promise of if you like your doctor, you can keep it. If you like your health insurance, you can keep it. We hear every day from folks who have been disrupted in that. But the reason that the Affordable Care Act, it was wrongly named, or Obamacare, was pushed was because, well, there's too many people without health insurance. And you heard over and over and over again that number of 40 million folks without health insurance. I always wondered why we didn't spend some time breaking down those numbers to how many of those uninsured didn't want insurance, didn't have it by choice. Not that they couldn't get it or couldn't afford it or whatever. And we'd have been a lot better off fixing that problem. But I take your point on the illegal immigrants saying, okay, if how many are coming across the border, what's the number? Fair point. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. We're talking about a lot of things today. Small-town living. What's not to love? What do you give up with small-town living? One of the questions we're asking today. And chatting with some of the folks in Oaks, North Dakota, where we are on our What's in Your Town tour to find out what is happening in Oaks. And we're going to meet another one of the locals, a lifer in Oaks, North Dakota, in just a moment, right after I chat with Pat in Bismarck. Hey, Pat, what's on your mind?
Excuse me, I hear about this immigration, and, you know, it just makes me wonder what kind of people would be allowing these other folks in. When we have so many, the unemployment, I was listening to Rush last week about the people that are unemployed looking for jobs. So, 100 years ago we needed people here, but what kind of mentality would allow this to happen where we're letting these 11 million people in or 5 million or whatever the number is? I don't think we can be letting any in, at this point, until we get a handle on, get people back to work here. It just makes no logical sense. I don't get it.
Your point is, when you say not let them in, obviously we're all against illegal immigration and people breaking the laws, right? Are you suggesting even legal immigration should be pared back? In other words, where we have Microsoft as an example. Microsoft's in North Dakota, their second biggest campus to their main location in Redmond, Washington, is actually in North Dakota. They make the case that they can't find the skill set that they're looking for, so they make the case that if, and I've heard this too from a company in Wahpeton, had a legal immigrant come in a particular skill set that then trained other people that ultimately led to like 35 different jobs. That's the argument that's made on legal immigration. Are you suggesting that be limited too, Pat?
Yes, I do. And don't get me wrong. My grandpa was a German from Russia. He was an immigrant. But we needed the people at that time. And I don't know if I buy into all of that we need this particular, person to do this job. I think as America, we're smart enough that somebody can fill the job. We've stepped to the plate numerous times throughout history, when we start limiting our own people, of course there's going to be probably smart people that are just sitting on the couch because they can't find a job, it's taken by people not even from America. I don't know, maybe I'm just biased a little bit because I'm American. But drive around and, you see the Hispanics taking the jobs and stuff, I don't know.
Pat, appreciate your comments. Thanks. Carol, in Minot.
Well, my comment is I was passing through Oaks a few years ago going to visit my son in South Dakota. They had the friendliest people. I stopped there for coffee. I had lunch there, and I had a piece of pie. They had the apple pie is wonderful. And I just wanted to say that my trip to the small town from Minot was wonderful. They're awesome people, and hats off to them.
Could you ever just contrast Minot, where you live, and Oaks? What would you give up if you left Minot for Oaks?
Well, I wasn't there long enough to judge, but I went to a small town in Veblen. I liked the small town living. The only disadvantage that I saw was they had one grocery store, and, you know, and the prices were astronomical. I mean, you paid $12 for a frozen pizza, and you can get that, you know, in a bigger town for $4. So is there, are there disadvantages? Absolutely. But the friendliness of the people is unreal. There's nobody that wouldn't help you for whatever you had to do, whether it be a house project, a car project, whatever you have to do. But the prices are astronomical. And, you know, now that was my only disadvantage, and I was there for a month.
Carol, appreciate you stopping through Oaks and sharing a little bit of that story today. Ron and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Yes, good morning, guys. Say, I've been here 45 years from the West Coast, and this is home. Well, 2 years ago, a brother of mine from Nevada, who's now retired, golfed his way up to North Dakota for the first time ever since I've lived here, spent a week and a half or so in the state, and headed back to Nevada again. And he said, you know what? They smile, they wave, they greet you. They, you know, it's just so interesting compared to where I'm from. Well, I haven't yet convinced him to sell his $250,000 house and come up here and buy a house in New Leipzig or Strasbourg or wherever it may be and travel from here. But I'm still working on him.
What's the holdup? What's holding him back from taking the plunge, Ron?
Well, especially when the golf course in Mott, North Dakota, is better than the three in Carson City, Nevada, the capital of the state. That's what he does so much on. But he has a girlfriend back there with her grandkids, and that's home to him. But I'm still working on him.
You keep working on him, Ron. Appreciate the call. And by the way, there's a golf course in Oaks, and one that's gotten a lot of community support. Steve in Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, you know, this immigration's been a big problem for the last 50 years. Either side of the aisle's done nothing to alleviate it. It's bad enough that we do have an immigration problem, but where this immigration is done, I've seen it down in Colorado around Greeley. The big meat plants would let documented immigrants in, and that's a great thing. But here comes a family growing up and their children, and it's just something that happens where gain problems and stuff. And I'm not saying it's one sect, but I've seen it happen in many areas. 30 years, you would create a gain problem that you normally don't see in areas.
How would you fix it, Steve? What would you do to fix it if you were king for a day?
If I was king for a day, it'd definitely be immigration would be over. I mean,
you just stop it. Appreciate the call, Steve. Thanks. Up against the clock. Going to meet some more of the good folks from Oaks when we come back. Thanks for all the calls. Love chatting with you on What's on Your Mind. Our What's in Your Town tour is in Oaks, North Dakota today.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Don't let summer slip away before you have a stay at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Hey, folks, it's Scott Hannon. You've heard me talk about Chase on the Lake, the premier resort and spa on the shores of the Leaf Lake for a long time. And as they've done in the past, Chase on the Lake sets the bar even higher this summer. Now, most premier resorts don't offer very good, if any, specials during the peak summer season, right? Well, listen to this. For all of July and August, if you book any Sunday night at Chase, you get Monday night absolutely free. That's right, a buy one, get one free during the peak of summer. Again, buy any Sunday night in July or August, get Monday night absolutely free. It's Chase on the Lake we're talking about here. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos, lakeside, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, it goes on and on. As if that were not enough, you can also get a 50% off any spa treatment deal any Monday in July or August. Here's how you get the deal. Go to chaseonthelake.com, chaseonthelake.com, enter the promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866 404
800-284-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
What's in your town tour? It brings us to Oaks, North Dakota today. I want to thank our friends at Cloverdale. Summer's here, so is Cloverdale. It'll leave your taste buds asking for more. Check them out at CloverdaleFoods.com and find all kinds of delicious recipe ideas. Also want to thank our friends at Arva Communications, where you receive customized solutions for your business and home security, business phone systems, networking, and more. And we're going to be doing more of these. To celebrate all the great communities of our great state on the small town tour. 800-228-0550. Back to the phones in a moment here. We're going to meet another one of the locals here to talk about what's happening in Oaks. Colonel Pete Owender is here of Owender Realty and Auction. How are you?
Fine. Thank you, Scott.
So you're a colonel.
Yep. That's the center of a nut.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And you're an auctioneer.
Right.
And you're in the real estate game, and yep. You're a lifer here in Oaks.
Nearly.
Nearly.
Only a year and 2 months, but at California. In 78 and 79.
And quickly came to your senses and came back to Oaks, North Dakota, huh?
Yeah, reality set in.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
What do you love about Oaks?
Well, it's a good hometown, and we don't have to fight any traffic very seldom, unless when you're... The Bobcat workers who work in Gwinner are coming. Then there's a little stress. And in the fall when the grain trucks have to get their grain to the markets, why, that got to be careful on the road, main highway.
That's the closest thing to a traffic jam, though. Huh?
Right. Well, it's never a jam. They're sometimes going too fast trying to get done, which is reality.
Yeah, no kidding. But it's a good quality of life?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I enjoy it. I have my family all lives around here, except one daughter's in Fargo, but otherwise the rest of them live here in Oaks, and four sons work at Bobcat and two son-in-laws over in Gwinner, so.
Everybody's pretty close to home?
You bet.
How's business?
Well, I started the auction business in 82, and I thought in 4 or 5 years I'd have it all sold, but there's never an end to it, what
there
you can
isn't,
sell,
huh?
And I think some of it's due to the fact that China just keeps sending stuff over here, and we got to sell it when you don't want it anymore. So I enjoy the auction business, though, and the real estate. Real estate's a different ball game because the loan situation and stuff for young people is really hard. Sometimes they're the ones that really need the homes, and they can't get the money because of their... They haven't been able to build equity up, and a lot of them even don't even think about it. So it's a tough call when they, even the first-time home buyers, they go through a pretty good rigmarole to be able to apply for a loan and be set in a nice home. So,
what kind of market is here? I mean, typically homes for sale, if folks are looking at opportunities in Oaks, what kind of stock do you have available?
There isn't a lot available. It's always been right, nip, and tuck, and There's another realty firm that out of Lisbon. They have a few more listings than that, but it's pretty steady. So,
but what you can't quantify is that quality of life is what I hear over and over from folks here.
Oh yeah, there ain't enough gold in California to put me back there in them traffic jam.
You don't miss that, huh?
Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's great. Well, if folks have something to sell, you can take care of them.
I will.
And you're not running out of things to sell?
Well, sometimes I'm just wanting to slow up a little because of my age, but it's harder to carry some of them small keepsakes that people have and they get out of their basements and stuff, but I really enjoyed helping all the people I've been able to. And
what's the biggest part of your business? Estate sales? Or?
Well, yeah, that's it. It's been all along. There's everybody eventually has to part with some of the things they like, and it's kind of a privilege to get to sell them for them, too. So.
Sure. Well, anything else you want to tell the good folks of the Northern Plains about the great city of Oaks, North Dakota, Colonel, before I let you go?
Well, just have a good day and pray that all these problems that are in the national scene get settled someday.
And they seem to be a little less of a pressure point in Oaks, North Dakota, so there's another reason there's a quality of life. They're still there, but they're just...
Absolutely, yeah. It would be interesting to see what our mayor would have said, like that mayor in Murrieta, California, when they dump about 400 or 500 immigrants into your community. Maybe they'll try that yet. I don't know, but...
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck trying that in Oaks. So. Colonel, good to see you. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Appreciate it very much. Colonel Pete Allwinder, Allwinder Realty and Auction, one of our sponsors here today, and a lifer in Oaks, North Dakota. All right, let's get back to some calls here. We're going to go to Minnesota, Alexandria. There's some good small-town living with some lakes nearby. James, listening on AM 1100. What's on your mind, James?
Hi, what's on my mind is, I guess, everything about immigration and stuff like that. That I think we're founded as a republic, and back in them days it was the way it should be now. If you don't pay, you don't play, and that means voting. If you're sitting in a lawn chair and drinking beer right now at 10:30 with my tax money, you don't get to vote. You don't have a say. And I guess as far as the illegal immigration, that's funny too, because, you know, back in the days when Minnesota, North Dakota, when they were founded, we had immigrants from Norway, Germany, Finlanders, all over, and they were happy to be here with just not much. And to pick up and make a farm, even if it was a big garden at that time, it was a farm to them. And they volunteered. They joined the Civil War when that broke out and stuff like that. And I look at the new immigrants, and for us to ponder on, do you think they would be joining and going to Afghanistan and willing to fight for their freedom like we were back then? I suspect not. They're kind of here, from my observation, for the dollar. They love the dollar, but I don't think they care about the flag. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, James, it's difficult, obviously, and I think dangerous to suggest that anything today, fill in the blank today, kids today, immigrants today are all in one particular camp. But I think it's fair to compare overall, a group of folks who came here to build a better country and to call America home. Are not as prevalent today as folks who want to come here and have our culture change to accommodate them. There's on the other hand, I also have people wanting to better themselves and coming to the United States of America, where they see a dream, a promise, is something that we don't want to necessarily throw in the towel with either. Now, I happen to believe that legal immigration is first and foremost, border security are first and foremost, and dealing with the illegal immigration problem that is, look at the pain points from the situation right now at the border, as an example, or other communities, their schools are crushed and their healthcare systems are crushed. That's no way to run a railroad. No question about it. But the idea of America as a beacon, attracting the best and brightest to go and to come here, and because it's the greatest place on the face of the earth, legally, a very important distinction there, legally,
right.
Is where we need to focus our attention.
because it used to be the melting pot, and now we're melting for them rather than melting in the melting pot of America.
James, thanks for sharing some of what's on your mind today. See if others agree or disagree with you or I. Ed Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I heard yesterday that North Dakota, where we drink the most beer per capita in the United States.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, if you guys would be an entrepreneur, we should put us up a little brewery for North Dakota. We got everything but a brewery. We got the grain, we got whatever, you know, and we got the people to buy the stuff. So there's an opportunity out there for you guys.
Well, there you go. And we have a few of those microbreweries, but you're talking about mass producing it, huh?
Yeah, you know, back in the old day, they had made Dakota beer in Bismarck, but that went kaput. But I think we could do it again. You and Todd could probably chip in a couple quarters and we'd make it go around.
Well, I'll chip in a whole buck.
Yeah, all right. No, we'll be successful then.
Does North Dakota need a brewery? Is this an opportunity, folks, that we're somehow missing?
Beer. I like that name. You know, Let's get that going, Scott. Come on.
We're building diesel refineries right now because of the immense amount of diesel that's being used in North Dakota and proximity to the oil. So, you know, I guess same premise you're suggesting here, Ed.
Toddies. Whatever you like to call it, you know. Toddies, yeah.
I like that. Now we're getting a name, too. That's good. Thank you, Ed. Appreciate the call.
Why do I not see Scott, you know, walking around with a six-pack of that? But
Speaking of beer, did you see they're doing self-service beer at the All-Star game now?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Very carefully. Well, you buy so many ounces, and it dispenses so many ounces. You swipe your card, and away you go.
Is that what the deal is? It's not like the honor system,
told,
like that.
I didn't read the whole article. I got it from a couple of different people what they read, and I'm like, well, okay.
I thought it was like that honor system in that coffee shop in Valley City where you just
probably not. The honors, yeah, because nothing screams honor system like a big league ballpark and beer.
The more beer you consume, the less effective the honor system would be, I'm thinking. I don't know.
Right, exactly.
Let's get Brian and James down in here next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Hello, Brian.
Hey, good morning. Say, interesting fact, out in Spiritwood, North Dakota, there's a Cargill malting plant out there, and I believe they are the world's largest producing malt plant. Not the largest facility, but they put and make more malt than anywhere in the world. And just kind of an interesting fact. And really the reason I called today, after I called yesterday, I got the chance to meet a really nice family from Mexico working on a farm. And I know the reason why illegal immigration is such an issue. It's 13 to 1, 13 pesos to $1. And you could make this place as appealing as you could possibly make it. And they're still going to take money and go back down to Mexico because they're living well. They're used to the heat and everything like that. And the one thing I will say is the people I met, they came up here legally, and the quality of work that these guys do, it's like second to none. And, you know, if people are not willing to work the harvest hours and stuff like that, these guys definitely will. And some of these companies will go all the way down into, like, Colorado and Texas and Oklahoma and stuff. And they basically recruit people to come up here every year, and then they head back with their winnings, because when it's 13 to 1, man, you're making off like a bandit. And a lot of them, they have, like, small-time jobs. People I met, they had a liquor store that they would run. They would buy liquor at, like, wholesale prices, and then over the Christmas and New Year's holidays, they'd make off like a bandit. I mean, they were making good cash, and then they come back up here, and they said they liked it up here, but they didn't want to stay because it's a 13-to-1 ratio.
But they also came legally. That's a very important distinction as well, Brian. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. More coming up from Oaks, North Dakota, the What's on Your Town Tour next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning, interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Generous, generous Jerry, he's booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry, he's blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisles.
Get your coupons at the door with locations in Williston, Bismarck, Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Bemidji, and two Fargo locations.
Generous, generous Jerry, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
What's on the minds of farmers and ranchers? We want to know, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau helps us find out. In fact, we rounded up Chad, who's a farmer from Hertzfield, talked a little bit about the fact that the EPA's Waters of the U.S. proposal is on his mind, and we asked him why it's getting the attention of so many farmers. Tell us, Chad, would you?
The Clean Water Act was passed in 1972. The intent was to preserve water quality in the U.S. by regulating the discharge of pollution into the country's navigable water system. The recent action taken here goes past navigable water systems and into state water systems. Many of the prairie potholes in North Dakota are not navigable waters, and are therefore waters of the state. So the recent action removes the state's ability to regulate itself and the citizens thereof to be able to make decisions that are best for that state. It also goes a long ways to remove individuals of their rights.
Chad, thanks. What's on the minds of farmers and ranchers? Find out more of just exactly that at ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home, ndfb.org. Okay, I can't believe it, but we're in our final segment of our time in Oaks, North Dakota today, and our first of several What's in Your Town tour stops. Oaks, North Dakota, our first. Want to thank our friends from Cloverdale Meats who are going to take us all across the great state of North Dakota. And you want a recipe for a good summer? Cloverdale Meats, now on the move. CloverdaleFoods.com. Don Russell's Big Flavor Tour is something you want to check out. Arvid Communications, where you receive customized solutions for your business and home security, business phone systems, networking, and more. Wherever we're on the road, we thank our good friends at Petroserve USA for fueling us, connecting North Dakota's Bakken oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields, Petroserve USA locations. And I want to thank our sponsors in Oaks, North Dakota, for making this broadcast possible, too. The good folks from Oaks Ready Mix, who are connected with Quality Aggregate and Tioga Ready Mix. We found that out today. Some connections to the oil patch. Same thing with the folks on the manufacturing side here today. A lot of connections to what's happening there and the folks out at Harris Machine. So that was interesting. But thanks to our sponsors, including Heritage Insurance Services, Terrace Thrifty White, Highway 1 Fuel and Service, Oaks Enhancement, General Irrigation, James Valley Grain, the Farmland Co-op Ampride, where we're broadcasting live, Angry Beaver Lodge, Back to Health Chiropractic, Owender Realty and Auction, Dahlstrom Funeral Home, Ottertail Power Company, Columbia Grain, Edward Jones Investments. We stayed last night at Harvest Inn. Want to thank them as well for having us. Steve Ketterling is here. And Steve and his team here at Ampride, the Farmland Co-op, have been our hosts. And we have to say thanks. It's been fun. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate you coming down.
And great to learn more about Oaks today. And fun to spend a little time here at this little, what's your probably in the center of the community, and it feels like it's a little hub.
Yeah, we're by the stoplight, so yeah, we're the happening spot in town.
Ice cream and shakes and
oh yeah,
coffee and you know, all the goodies and a few groceries. And
yep, we've got all your traveling needs right here.
Yeah, great. And, of course, you're also keeping people warm in the winter and cool in the summer, too, aren't you?
Yeah, we're in the propane business. We're in the fuel oil business. We've got a tire shop. We've got a C-store. So, yeah, we're in all kinds of facets of things here in Oaks.
How's business?
Not too bad.
Plugging right along?
Yeah, we are. We've got a truck right on the road today. He's out in Belfield, North Dakota. He's going out to get a load of propane. So, yeah, we've got some ties out there, and it's kind of a new thing for us. We used to get a lot of propane off the pipeline, and we've had some changes in that. And so we're on the road quite a bit getting propane and gas and diesel.
Better to be fueling Dickey County than being flared, right? So
yeah, right, exactly.
Great way to go. And all that gathering system helps all the time. So another way that they're connected east and west. What's the best part of life in Oaks?
I just think you know everybody. You know, like everybody's been talking about today, that you know it's a good place to raise your kids. And I've got five sons. My sons are, you know, I've got one at home yet, but most of them are successful people out in the world. They're going to school, and they're doing well because I think they had a local, small-town kind of education.
You hope they'll come back one day?
I'd like to see one or two come back. That would be great. But they're spreading their wings, and I think they're having a good time experiencing the rest of the world. But, yeah, they might decide to come back to Oaks and raise their family.
Fantastic. Well, Steve, thanks for having us.
Like I said, thanks for coming on down.
And we enjoyed being here. Look forward to coming back.
Well, that'd be great.
Celebrating small town living and talking about the great things that are happening in towns all across the Northern Plains and the What's in Your Town tour. Really enjoyed today. Also want to thank one of our longstanding sponsors, the good folks at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. It's been a wet year, too wet, if you ask most growers, and that's one of the reasons to own an Apache sprayer. Because when other growers are on the sidelines, you got an Apache, you're going to be in the field with that light footprint. And now if you need a part for one, chances are they have it in stock at High Plains Apache because they have a new ET Ag Center, which means 50,000 different parts. And if they don't have it, they're going to have it at your door in a day or two. So it's a great way to go. Check them out online at highplainsapache.com. Call them in Mandan at 701-663-2375 and Fargo at 701-297-6464. New, used, the parts, the service, they've got it all at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. Make sure you tell them Scott sent you to High Plains Apache. All right, Mr. Mitchell, Guess we'll have to do this all over again tomorrow. We'll keep the debate going at Facebook. Didn't get a chance to talk about this tragedy in Williams County. A man died from lighting off fireworks. Got a little debate going on whether or not more regulation is needed in North Dakota. Most folks say no, but you can weigh in on that if you'd like on Facebook. And also call us 24-7 at 855-200-1776. Otherwise, back at it tomorrow. God bless you, and thank you for listening for What's on Your Mind from Oaks, North Dakota.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza's fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.